That's all right. I'm a little afraid. They say the camera adds 10 pounds, so it's not good for me.
No one watches the video. I hope it's recording.
Okay.
It's a little weird, but we should get started anyway.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right.
So welcome to the first Sunday math circle of the semester. It's great to see you all here. So doing math in school, it's easy to get the impression that math is all about having answers and knowing everything. But the more you do it, the more you realize that math is mostly about not knowing what's going on. It's mostly about mystery. And so to start off the semester with a little bit of mystery, we brought in a man so mysterious that nobody even knows his first name. Dan, with special guest, Sarah Cohen. All right, enjoy.
Thank you for the wonderful introduction, Aaron. Welcome. So we're going to do some magic tricks today. I have three magic tricks prepared, all based on some kind of math and logic. And also I will have my lovely assistant Sarah with me today.
Yes.
Because in two of these tricks, I'll be blindfolded. So I want to make sure everything is still going on that like I thought it's going to be. So I need someone to watch it for me. All right. So I guess technically, you don't need any math to understand these tricks. Any math that you've learned, throw it out into the air, and you just think logically about, you know, how things should go. So I guess this is what you call street math. It's not the book math, it's street math. So let's get started on the first one. C is for coin. So I will ask a volunteer to come up stage, and the volunteer will be given a pile of coins, and they will flip any number of coins any number of times. It's all up to them. And then the volunteer will tell me how many coins are heads up. Okay? That's the only information I will get from the volunteer. And then I will be blindfolded, and is told that the blindfold will not be removed until I can put the coins into two piles, each with an equal number of heads. Okay? I don't need to have the same number of coins in both piles, I just need to have the same number of heads. So remember, I can count, I can flip, I can sort, but I shall not peek or feel whether the coins are heads or tails. Okay? So these are very crude sausage fingers, so they cannot feel the coins, you know, as well as some of you could. So, all right, well, let's get started. Who wants to come up stage? Oh, you, there you go. Nice. Usually when you ask for a volunteer, people will be like, nah, good that we have one. Okay, so I guess I should get blindfolded first, huh? All right, so what's your name?
Reda.
Okay, that's helpful. Red, pink, what sort of red? Okay, Reda, you can pick any number of coins here, and you can put it on the dog cam. And all you need to tell me is how many of them are heads up, okay? But let me first put the blindfold on first. All right, Reda. So, yeah, go do your thing. And make sure I don't fall off the stage, because I like, you know, wandering around, but I'm blindfolded, so.
Four of them are heads.
Okay. All right, so Sarah, help me. Okay. There's no coffee or orange juice in around. Okay. Okay, let me feel the edge first. Okay, so this is the edge of the dog cam. Where are the coins? Okay, the coins are right there. Oh, you're very nice. You didn't put too many coins on it. Thank you. All right. Okay. Okay. All right. Let's see if I got it right. So how many heads do we have here? 3 of them. How many heads do we have here? You can see. 3 of them. Okay. Well, thank you, Retta. All right. So I want to ask someone else to come up stage and maybe give me a few more coins, okay? Yeah, here you go. Oh, I just realized I take off my glasses. It's like I'm blindfolded. All right. I'll do it again. Yeah, put as many as you want. Okay. All right. Help me. All right. Here's the edge. There's still 4 heads?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, just tell the audience I didn't tell you to say that.
Okay.
Okay. Doesn't really help the... all right. Okay, I think I'm done. So let's take a close look. Yes. So how many heads do I have here?
2.
Okay. In the other pile we have how many heads? 2. All right, thank you very much. I actually didn't get his name very well. All right, so now it's your chance to figure out how I did it. Okay, so, and also keep in mind that all the helpers here, they're also nodding the trick. Only Sarah and I know how to do this trick. But they will, you know, they've got some mathematical training, so hopefully they can help you with how to figure this out. So yeah, you want to think about it, and we will pass around some coins, so maybe you can utilize these coins to help you figure it out how this works.
Thank you.
There you go. And also, you're welcome to draw it on the piece of paper you have. Here you go, get some. Here you go, get some. Here you go, get some. Here you go, get some.
Oh, thank you.
That was
here you
good.
Go. Yeah, well. That's true. Oops. Oh, well, it's a penny. That's why we use pennies. Here you go.
Okay.
Here you go. Excuse me. Here you go.
He's got it.
Oh, really?
Give him a shot.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, so you move up, you flip everyone, you move up, and you move up as many as there are heads.
Okay, why does this work?
Because if you catch one that's a head, you're going to flip it over, so then there won't be a head, but if you catch one that's not, then it's going to be a head. So then they'll be divided up into piles.
Okay, that's about it. That's about the right one. Yeah. See if you can write it down in terms of symbols. Let's say you have N coins in total, and at the beginning I have, let's say, X heads. See if you can do this. Show me like maybe a diagram or something mathematical to say, you know, at the end of the day, I should have the same number of heads in both piles, okay? Here you go. Play with some pennies. It's pennies, you know. Okay.
What did I do? However many coins are heads,
uh-huh.
You flip over that many.
Okay.
And then you make that pile.
Uh-huh.
And that's...
Okay, so that's how I did it. But why does it work? Yeah, you know, but that's right. Here you go. Yeah, don't eat them. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Oh, you only have one. Sorry. Yeah. Oh, of course.
Can I keep it?
These days, you can't use pennies to buy anything, so no need to keep them. Blame inflation, blame whatever. You're not going to do anything with the pennies.
There you go. Here you go.
If you need more, let me know. Yeah. Here you go.
Got it for 1 point.
Yeah. Oh, you got it.
Thank you.
Actually, is it possible to do 1 coin?
If you allow the empty pile. You just, if there's one heads up.
What happens if
But how do I know it's heads up or heads down at the beginning?
Well, they tell you how many are heads up, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's true. Yes, I forgot. Yeah. Here you go. Here you go. Excuse me. Here you go.
Yeah, just don't eat them. I don't know. I guess you should always say that.
Yeah, you go. You can have them.
Walked in a little late.
Okay.
Would it be possible to do like a private performance of this?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
He said he did it by feeling it. You can't feel it.
No, he's not feeling it.
No.
You can't do it by feeling it, but that's not what TR is doing.
No, those fingers.
Your promise is that he is.
Oh, so you didn't see the whole trick.
No.
Okay.
We didn't see any of the tricks.
All right. So here's how this works. You can. I'm gonna. So technically, I'm blindfolded, but I would just take off my glasses. It's the same effect. But you just need to tell me how many coins are heads up. Okay, you can flip as much as you want, but...
How many are heads up? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 are heads up?
5 are heads up. Well, my goal is I need to separate them into 2 piles.
I'm sorry, 6 are heads up.
6 heads up. So my goal is to separate them into 2 piles. Mm-hmm. Both piles have the same number of heads.
What happened to the ones that are tails?
I don't care. You can have any number of tails as well, but I will promise you I'll get 2 piles with the same number of heads.
Okay.
So I don't want to touch anything. Okay. So... I'm gonna flip some.
You're flipping some of the coins too?
I can flip. I can count.
You got a blindfold for you, but you can get your eyes closed.
Oh, well, I have my eyes closed.
You'll trust him.
This is probability, because the probability of having.
Well, I can't really rely on probability because I have to do it deterministically. I have to make sure 100% of the time it works out.
But that's actually a great question. Suppose he were just.
Now I have one heads here, one heads over there.
Did he get it?
Yeah.
Nice.
How'd you do it?
That's for you to figure out.
So start thinking.
Oh, here you are. I remember you from the previous semester.
Hi.
Yeah, your husband usually probably brings him here. Yeah, he's very good at this. Like.
Thank you. He's late though, and I don't understand.
Okay, I will do a private trick for you, okay? So, you can flip the coins as much as you want, okay? I will close my eyes. You just can't believe, me, I'm not gonna peek. My goal is to separate the coins into 2 piles, each with the same number of heads. Okay, that's my goal. That's the trick. Okay, but I'm gonna close my eyes now. You can flip as much as you want, and then I'm gonna separate them with my eyes closed into 2 piles with the same number of heads. You got it? Okay, go ahead. Okay, so you done? All right. So you need to tell me how many heads you have here. If you can count it for me. How many heads do you have?
4. I know.
4 heads. Okay, but remember, I don't know which coins are heads up, which coins are heads down. I just know the number of heads, but I need to separate them into 2 piles with the same number of heads. So, okay.
How's it going? You guys get started?
Okay. I have 3 heads here. 3 heads here. Okay. Now it's your job to figure it out. All the others don't count. I just need 2 piles to have the same number of heads.
Well,
Okay. Hi. Just take a seat.
I
Oops. What do you think?
So I know that they're each flipped them, but I don't know how to. What do you?
Yes.
Know which ones
are, right, because I couldn't tell which ones are heads and which ones are tails. I only know the number of heads.
So then how many do you flip?
Right, that's the question.
That's the question.
Right, and how do I separate them into two piles with the same number of heads, since I cannot see anything? Right. And I have to do it 100% of the time. I can't just, like, let's do 90% of the time. Then maybe I will fail sometimes, right? So it's not probabilistic. Yeah.
I think I cracked it.
Okay, tell me, what do you do?
So you can just pick any coins.
Mm-hmm.
And if the person says that there's four coins
mm-hmm.
that are heads, then you would pick four coins
mm-hmm.
out of the pile
mm-hmm.
and then flip them,
mm-hmm.
and there would be the same number of heads in both piles.
Okay. Can you work out why it works?
Well, I tried out every single possibility.
Okay. Can you show me why? Like, so you can show any possibility, but you cannot tell me that it will work 100% of the time, right? So can you do a little bit of math
uh-huh.
and tell me why it must work?
Okay.
Okay. Think about it. Yeah.
Okay.
But you're right. Don't tell anybody else.
We have a question, but I mean, I think you will answer after.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you do it?
No, I don't see the general pattern. I'm stuck on the three coins game.
Yeah. Once you know the answer, it's like so simple, it would just be like,
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. And I can't just do anything like probabilistic. I want to make sure this is 100% of the time it works.
Yeah, we would just talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nothing
works.
We have coins. Those are the toys. Just don't eat them. That's all.
Hey, can we have a few for the new?
Absolutely.
Either if it's heads, you need to flip to be tails, so you have two piles.
So if they're the same, oh sorry, so
it, here you go. Yeah, just don't eat them.
If there are two coins and they're the same, you can make them.
Hey.
About half the people have figured it out.
Yeah. Now, I think some of you have figured out how I did it. Now I want you to show me why it works every single time, okay? Because you can show me how this trick works, but you also need to tell me why it works every single time, okay? What do you think? How did I do it?
I'm going to write about it. I'm not going to really do the trick.
No, you can write about it. That's all you need to do. If you can show me why this work, like what I did work, then you're done. You don't have to perform the trick. Come on, you're smart enough to do it. I know it.
Oh, wait. Probably matters.
Mm-hmm.
The total of coins and then the total of heads.
True. And I am able to know the total number of coins because I can count.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I am not blindfolded,
mm-hmm.
and I know the number of coins, and
mm-hmm.
I can separate them, but
mm-hmm.
as I'm blindfolded, then
mm-hmm.
I can't.
Yeah, so, you know, draw a few circles and think about, you know, why this will work, okay?
Two coins and the coins.
Should I sum it up?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Wait, what's the word?
It's time for me to reveal how the trick works, okay?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yes.
All right. So this is how I do it. Now you're going to see a little bit of math. Hopefully it's not a lot. Okay? So it doesn't matter how many coins that the volunteer picks, okay? Let's call that number, N. Big N, okay? N can be anything. N can be 100, but it's not practical since the doc chem has just, you know, a little rectangle area. So, but I'm going to call it N. Remember, the volunteer tells me how many coins are heads up, right? Let's call that number X. Oh, absolutely. So, number of coins in total. This X is number of heads. Yes. There you go. Okay, so if I have N coins in total, X heads, how many tails do I have? N minus X, correct? Okay, so if you carefully watched how I did it, I flipped the number of heads. Like the volunteer, I think both times they told me I have 4 heads, right? And I only flipped 4 coins, okay? And it doesn't matter which coins I flipped. So let's put it this way. So if I flipped 4 heads, so I will have 4 and N minus 4, right? These are the two piles. One pile has 4 coins. The other pile has N minus 4 coins. Okay? All right. So let's say in this pile, how many heads do I have?
One.
Well, I don't know that, right? Because I can't see them.
I
don't know X either, because maybe X, you're implying that I picked all the heads and then move it to that pile, right? So I don't know that, but let's call it Y, okay? So Y is the number of heads in this pile. Okay? So how many number of heads should I have in that pile? Four minus Y. Agree? Does it make sense? I have 4 heads. If this pile has Y number of heads, this pile should have 4 minus Y. How do you spell heads? H-E-A-D-S. Can you see it if I zoom out? No, 4 is the number of heads in total at the beginning, right? I put them into 2 piles. One pile was 4 coins. The other pile was N minus 4 coins. Well, I assume that there are Y number of heads in this pile. Then it must be that in the other pile I have 4 minus Y heads. If I flipped every single coin in this pile, which is how I got it in the first place, right? How many number of heads do I have after I flip it? Wait. I have 4 coins in this pile. I assume that there are Y heads in this pile. If I flip every coin in this pile, I have...
Y is 4 minus Y.
There you go. I was looking for that. The number of heads now will be 4 minus Y. Guess what? In the other pile, I have 4 minus Y number of heads. That's why no matter how I did it, I can, you know... I don't have to know how many coins are in this how many heads are in this pile. I don't need to know that. If I assume there are Y of them, I flip every one of them, then I will end up with 4 minus Y heads, which is the same number as the number of heads in this pile. Does that make sense to everyone? Does that make sense? Some of you look confused.
I'm confused.
Earlier for segment, you have one head. Could you maybe do one example where you pick numbers?
Oh, like the N being the number?
Yeah, like it's
Oh, absolutely. So, what do you want n to be a number?
I don't know. What do you guys want?
Do you want all numbers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's assume I have 100 coins in total.
100 is n.
Yes, exactly. How? What do you want? How many heads in the number in 100 coins?
46.
66, okay. That's a nice number. 66. 66, I can't write heads here, so let me write it here. Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take 66 coins. I don't care if they're all the heads or all the tails in that pile. I just move 66 coins into this pile. How many coins do I have in that pile?
34.
34. Right? Now remember, I don't know how many coins there are in this pile. I don't know how many coins, I don't know how many heads there are in this pile. I don't know how many heads there are in this pile. If I assume there are X heads in this pile. Okay. No, it doesn't look like it. X doesn't look like a Y. Oh, well, you know what I'm talking about. So let's say there are Y heads here. How many heads are there in this pile? Does it make sense you should have 66 minus Y heads in this pile?
Yeah.
Remember, because we assume, well, the number of heads is 66, right? Remember, the volunteer tells me that. So I should have 66 minus Y heads here if I have Y heads in this pile. If I flip every single coin in this pile, how many heads do I have then? 66 minus Y, right? Because all the tails become heads, and all the heads become tails if I flip every single coin in this pile. So after flipping, I will have 66 minus Y heads in this pile.
Y, you'll have 66 minus Y heads in
there. Exactly. Does it make sense now?
Yes.
All right. Again, it's just, you know, there's not much in here. I mean, there's hardly any math here besides, you know, subtraction and addition. But somehow this trick works. Yeah, it's amazing. All right, so I guess it's time for my second trick, okay? And for my second trick, I will also be blindfolded, okay? But I will only use 4 coins. Okay, so I have a square, and there's a corner in every corner. Once again, I'll be blindfolded, and I must get all the quarters to be heads or all to be tails. Okay? Does it make sense? All heads or all tails. I have 7 chances. What does it mean by a chance or a turn? Every turn, I can flip as many coins as I want. And then I will ask the volunteer if I'm done. If not, the square will be rotated an undisclosed number of times. So the volunteer can rotate as many times as he or she wants. And this procedure will constitute 1 turn. I have 7 turns to make this work. Or you can challenge me to do one thing, something like push-up, which is hard for me to do. So, and again, I won't know the original setup. It would be too easy if I know the original setup. I can just remember it, right? But I'm going to ask a volunteer to come up stage. And all right, now this you're the first one now. Okay, let me get blindfolded now. Oh, he's done? Okay,
yeah.
That's fast. All right. Oh, he's here, right?
Yeah, he's here.
Okay, he's here. All right, where's the square?
There.
Okay, there. Okay. All right. Am I done? Are all the coins heads or tails?
Yeah.
No?
Okay.
Okay,
wait, he gets to rotate
the
box.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Oops. Here. Am I done?
No.
Okay. Rotate as many times as you want. Oh, there you go. Can everybody see the box?
Yeah.
Am I done?
No.
Okay. I've used 3 chances now. I have 4 more. Down?
Forward.
Good?
Yeah.
Am I done?
No.
Okay. 3 more left. I better do it quickly. Or I'll have to do push-ups.
You got it. Or you will.
Okay.
Why not?
You're done.
All right. Yeah. Okay, this is easy. I didn't actually use all 7 of them. I'm going to ask someone else to come up stage, okay? Here you go. You're the first one that got here first. Got to give you a chance. All right.
Okay.
Blindfolded again. I'm not having as much fun as I want because I'm blindfolded all the time.
Yeah, what's your question?
Yeah, these fingers, they don't do. Your fingers may work, but no. I was going to bring gloves with me, but...
It would work just as well if they were just different colors, completely smooth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It would work the same way. He's not cheating by feeling that.
Remember, I'm a mathematical magician. I'm not like all the other magicians. No, I'm not cheating. I can't see anything. Do anything to me. I will not respond.
I'm ready. All right. This might be really easy, but I'm not sure.
Oops.
A little bit higher. There you go.
There you go. Okay. Am I done?
No.
No. No? Okay.
Spin as many times as you want. Can everybody see it?
Yeah.
Let me think about it. Am I done?
No.
Okay.
All tails.
All right. I only use 2 chances. Okay. All right.
What about if you use your 1 chance?
Yeah, I'm not that good. Okay, 1 more. Okay. Let's pick somebody from the back. Yeah. Man, my eyesight is really bad. Yeah. Don't watch your iPad every night before you go to sleep. It will hurt your eyes really badly. Is it done?
Not quite yet.
No, okay. Not quite yet? Okay.
Now it is?
Okay.
Okay. Dot cam.
There you go.
Box. All right. Am I done?
No.
Okay. Spin it. Oops. Oops. Am I done?
No.
Okay. 5 more chances.
Right. No.
I haven't done it yet. Am I done?
No.
Okay. 4 more chances. Am I done?
Yeah.
All right.
Nice.
All right. I wish I could get to that theatric moment where I'm almost done, like left out of chances, but you know, then I get it done. But yeah, fate is not on my side. But all right, now it's time to figure out how I did it. Okay. Again, I have 7 chances. Okay, and I have to do it 100% of the time to make it work. So think about how I did it. Yeah, I'm kind of like the kid.
You are?
I'm like the kid. Okay.
So
there are just only 7 possibilities, and you just make sure to change it each time.
What 7 possibilities?
Right, exactly. But like, if you like 2 next to each other, 2 diagonal stuff like that, to make sure that you're always changing it. Is that the point? Is there more to it?
There's more to it. Okay.
You don't have the time. But it is specific.
It is specific. Like, you have to make sure.
Because if it's not specific, it's not guaranteed to be done within 7 minutes.
Okay, but you're just making sure that you change the configuration every single time.
Yeah.
Right. The hard part is they can rotate, so I have to, there's like a decision tree, basically.
That's funny.
Hello. What's up?
So, if you... Mm-hmm. For example, you have the one that's a T, one that's a H, mm-hmm. one that's a H, and one that's an H.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty classic.
Mm-hmm.
Then you are trying to guess which one which of these you should flip over to?
Make it all heads or all tails, yes? But how do I know which one?
You know...
I'm thinking, all right, in this setup, I have 1 in 4 chance to flip this one, then I'm done, right? But what happens if I flip something else?
Then you have a T, and then if you flip... Oh, got it. So whenever you flip one coin, you should not flip the same one in one time.
But how do I know if I...
It doesn't know because they volunteer rotating.
Rotating this, yeah. Right?
There's no way.
There's no way I know which, how many times
well, you could put your hand on one coin.
I wish I could do that. I wish I could do that, but I couldn't. I didn't, right? So that's the hard part. Okay?
Rotation or complete rotation has been called on doing. We're thinking here.
That's true.
So with one rotation, if we
started
with all heads and we just
flip
those two on the
diamond. Hey. What's up, fam? I think I can always get myself to this case.
Yeah, but this thing gets to be rotated, right?
Oh, I'm just assuming you can just flip random points, right?
It's not random.
Okay. Rotating heads preserve some symmetry.
That's true. I mean, rotating heads doesn't really... if you think about it, the beginning setup, there are only 3 of them.
Right.
2 heads on the diagonal, 2 heads on one side, or 1 head on one of the corners.
Right.
That's the basic 3 setup. I mean, the others are, you know, pretty much symmetric or... Yeah. What do you think?
I think we're on track.
You're on track? Good. Again, this one's a little harder, okay? But let me ask you this. What do you think my favorite setup is at the beginning? Like, which setup I just have to do one thing, then I will get it done?
Diagonal.
Exactly. Because if diagonal, if I choose these two, I flip them, I'm done, right? But if I flip them, I'm done. Exactly. That's why if you look at it closely, every single time, the first thing I did is I flipped diagonally. Because I'm hoping if that's the setup, then I'm done. Now that question now is, what if it's something else? What if the beginning setup is something like this? Then I flipped diagonally. I'm not done yet, so I need to do something.
So if you flip diagonally, all it really does is rotate the problem with this. See, have tails here, heads on this side, and do this, and heads up here, tails here.
Exactly. And since the volunteer can spin, the spinning doesn't really change this setup, which you have.
Because you actually sometimes spin it yourself.
Exactly. And that's very true. So now just continue that path, think about what I did next, and yeah.
We figured it out.
Okay.
We're trying to see if we can make it.
It's the. We managed to, it forces it in seven. Even if we're intentionally picking ones that don't work, it forces it in seven if you follow the right pattern of flipping.
Okay, how did you do it?
It's you do diagonal corners. If that doesn't work, any adjacent corner.
Okay.
If that doesn't work, diagonal again. If that doesn't work, any single one. If that doesn't work, another diagonal. If that doesn't work, adjacent, and then diagonal.
Yep.
And that does it. But I don't know how to prove that it will always work.
You can try to draw a decision tree,
So the decision tree, that's what we were doing. We were always making it.
Right.
I think one that didn't work, and eventually it forced it into this. So that
exactly.
Would be
yeah.
Is there
one that
works for free? Like, is there? Not telling us, but is there one that you
know? Is there a decision tree for free that will work?
I think three will be even easier.
Well, if there is one.
Try diagonal.
Let me think about it.
We'll keep thinking about it.
Okay. One of them figured it out.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. This one took me a while. This one was the one that I saw it before I go into sleep, and then I'm like, I can't fall asleep.
So
I gotta figure this out.
You just YouTubed them and then didn't look up the answers?
No, so there's a website maintained by like a math professor at some liberal arts college. They have all those math riddles on them, and they don't give you the answer. Oh. Like, you can email him to get the answer, but you should always try to think of it yourself because, yeah. So, yeah.
You know, the first three steps, tell me about it. No matter. Well, it is.
Yeah. What? Oh, I thought you had something to tell me.
I'm just trying to think about how you do this.
Okay.
Okay, I think I figured it out.
Okay.
I'm not sure why. So the first turn, you rotate the bottom left and the top right. And you flip them. And the second turn, you just flip any one. And then the third turn, you either flip the bottom two, or like the leftmost two. Right, and then you go like. The bottom left and the top right.
Okay, we need a picture to keep track of this. So you're saying I should flip these two first?
No, these two.
That doesn't matter?
Well, that's the way I did it, but I guess...
Okay, so let me do it this way. Okay, so let's see if this is the setup first. If you flip these two, you get this. Okay, now what?
Then you flip anyone.
Then I flip anyone. Let's say I flip this one.
And then you flip either this, or this.
This, or this?
No, like this, these two.
So the size. Okay. What if I did tail, heads, tail?
Then you flip these two again.
Okay. Yeah.
And so that's the way I've done.
Now you need to make sure that this works every single time. Okay, so if I start with something like this, follow the same strategy you're telling me, so you flip diagonal first. And then you flip any one coin.
Yeah. Then you flip any quarter.
I'm not done yet.
Yeah.
Right, am I? So. No. Yeah, so you need to give me a strategy so that it will work for every single setup. Yeah.
I think we figured it out now.
Okay, how do you do it?
So you do a diagonal.
Sure.
So I can explain why it works. So
okay.
So there's two possibilities. In this case, so either there's an odd number than even, there's an odd number than heads, or there's an even number than heads.
Okay.
So let's just start off with the even number. It's even. So now the first move is to do any of the diagonals.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. And then either will happen. So since it's odd, it's either gonna flip these two and they're all gonna be the same. Or it's gonna be like this and it's not gonna be the same.
Right.
Then you're gonna flip any two on a wait. One sec. Oh yeah, you're gonna flip any two on a line. So you either flip these two. If you either flip one, so it's correct, or you don't. And then in this, you're back to your starting position. Now you're guaranteed to get it. If you do another diagonal.
Okay.
Now if you have an odd number. You do the same process. It doesn't really matter
because there's always going to be one that's flipped over. But on the fourth turn, instead of doing a straight line, you're going to flip any one, and then you're back to the same.
But I didn't know which one it is, right? Like, no. I didn't know the original setup, so the strategy has to be the same.
Yeah, it's always the same.
Okay.
So your strategy is, so it's diagonal, line, diagonal, single, diagonal, diagonal, line, diagonal, and then you should have it.
That's it. Very good. Very good. Just one more thing, which is the original setup, when you say the even number of heads, you should consider two cases. One is both of them are on the diagonal, and one of them is both of them on the same side. Right? The diagonal is the easy one.
That's diagonal you always get on the first turn.
Exactly. Very good. Very good. What do you think?
We found out that the secret algorithm for any line problem, or any diagonal problem, is diagonal line diagonal.
So flip the diagonal, flip the line, flip the line again. And that will solve.
Yeah, flip it
diagonal. I'm sorry.
Flip the diagonal again.
And that will solve for the diagonal every line.
Even number of heads at the beginning, I think. If I'm.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So now you think about
diagonal is this is a line. And this is a diagonal.
Right. Now you have to think about what if my original setup is only one coin. Okay. And again, the first three steps you cannot change, right? Because I wouldn't know the original setup. So the first three steps you have to do exactly what you told me. But then what do you have to do afterwards?
Okay. She also gave an idea of what happens if you start with them all at the same time.
Oh, that's interesting. I guess I should ask the question first before I do anything. What do you think?
Well, we could figure that if you just follow this pattern.
I think I need one more step over there.
Well, this is only the six.
Uh-huh.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you went to seven, what you would need to do.
Okay, so you're pretty much right. So let's say, I think in this case you will need more steps. So if I flip diagonal,
depends on how they turned it on you.
Yeah, so if you think about it, in this setup, it doesn't matter which one I flip. If I flip these two, I basically have one thing that's different from the other.
Right.
If I flip these two, once again, I have one thing that's different from the other. So it doesn't really matter to me.
Right.
So that is not going to do anything to the setup. If I flip this one, again, I didn't change anything. I still have three heads here, one tail here.
Right.
So then I flip diagonal again. Again, nothing changes. But then, okay, when you flip this, now suppose I flip the right one, then I'm done.
You just picked any one.
But what if I flip this one?
Right.
Then I have to do. But then it becomes the original setup. What if it's starting like this? You see what I'm saying? Like, because this could be one of the original setups, which is two heads on the same side.
Right.
Yeah. So then you just follow the same strategy you used for this setup.
So what would you need to do then?
So one thing you can do is you can, well, what if, let me ask you this. Yeah, so if this is the original setup, and if you follow this strategy, will it work?
Right.
Okay, think about it.
Oh, it seems to.
I can't see anything without my glasses on.
Oh!
So that's how I think we figured it out.
Okay.
So unless you start off with 3 and 1, it's too easy.
Right. No, it's. Why is it too easy?
Well, it just seems like it.
How so?
It just seems like every time we start with 2 and 2,
it's harder?
It's easier.
It's easier, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to start off the hardest way,
right.
It's this one. So the first one you do diagonal.
Right.
The second one you do
side. Uh-huh.
The third one you do diagonal.
Uh-huh.
And the fourth one you flip over one.
Right.
Doesn't matter which one.
This is the worst case scenario, yes?
Yeah. And then you do diagonal again.
Uh-huh.
And then if you didn't get it that time, it doesn't matter which, well, I guess if you do this side.
Right.
But then you're going to do a diagonal.
That's it.
Yep.
It'll eventually get there.
Yep. I think it's time.
Trick? I think so.
Yeah. All right. I have to say I'm super impressed with the quality of students here. I did this to a math PhD student, and he has yet to figure it out. Okay, so you guys are very good. Okay, let's see how this is done. Okay. So, my first claim is there are only three original setups. Which three?
Diagonal, side, side, and
one coin. Right, one heads or...
Yeah,
so if you think about it, heads and tails, it doesn't matter. If three heads, one tail is not so different from one heads, three tails. Agree? Right, because, you know, at the end of the day, I just need to get all heads up and all tails. Yes?
So, for example, you should not try to flip four, because then you'll still end up with the same number of...
The same setup, basically, right? Yes, I totally agree with you. So,
and if you first do one, then you shouldn't do three in the second. And then if you do two, then you shouldn't do two in the second. And then if you do three in the
Let me do it this way. This is going to take two. You can't see it, sorry. Can everybody see this? Do you agree these are the three possible setups? Right? Now, I can't have, like, heads, tail, heads, but that's the same, right? In a sense, because people can rotate it, it doesn't really matter to me that much. Okay.
Wait, so the assumption is it couldn't already be solved on turn zero?
I guess I can ask the first time if I want. Yeah, like, is it done? And right. Done, yeah. Now, the first thing I would do is I will flip diagonally. Okay? Now, what happens to first step setup if I flip diagonally? And if you think about it, if I flip diagonally, I will always get to the same setup. It doesn't change, right? Now, I have one heads, three tails, compared to three heads, one tails. But that's the same for me, right? It's the same format, if you want. What does it do is, it does to the second case. The second case, if any diagonals I flip, I will get to all heads or all tails. Do you agree with me? If I flip this diagonal, I get heads, 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 heads. If I flip the off diagonal, I will get tails, tail, tails, tail. Right? So then in that case, I will be done. Okay? That's why I have to ask the question to make sure that I'm done. Okay. And what about the third case? I flip any diagonal, what happens?
It's like a rotation.
Yeah, it's like a rotation, right? It's still in the same format, which is I have all the heads on one side. If you think about it, if I flip, let's say, these two, I will get tails, heads, which is exactly this. But if I flip this diagonal, I will get tails, heads, then I will get tail, tails, heads, heads, which is, in essence, it's the same as this. Right? Next thing, what do I do? Well, I want to solve this case, okay? So I flip one side. If I'm lucky, I flip these two. I happen to flip these two. Again, I don't know because I'm blindfolded. But if I'm lucky, I happen to flip these two, then I get heads, 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 heads. And I'll be done.
And then if you flip these two, then you'll get tails, 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 tails.
Oh, exactly. So if I flip these two, then I'll have tails, 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 which I'll also be done. Right? In the same case, I'll also be done. But if I'm unlucky, let's say I flip these two, then I will get heads, tails, tails, heads.
And then you'll flip diagonal again.
Exactly. Then I will flip diagonal again, and I'll be guaranteed that I will be done after that setup, right? But I also have to keep track of the first setup, because I cannot say, okay, if it's the first setup, I do this. If it's the second setup, I do that, because I don't know, right? So I have to make sure, for whatever setup, I would sort of execute the same steps. And after seven steps, I should be done. Okay, so let's take a look at this one. If I flip one side, I get this side, I get heads, 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 tails. Right? And just so you know, that doesn't matter which side I flip. If I flip this side, I will get heads, 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 tails. Which is basically the same as this. You know, it's either one heads, three tails, or one tails, three heads. Does that make sense to everyone?
Yes.
Okay. Now that I flip the diagonal, what happens is what? If I flip this diagonal, it's tails, 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 heads. If I flip this diagonal, I get heads, tails, heads, heads. Tails. Right, so you will have one tails here. Right. So if you think about it, what this means is that flipping diagonally and flipping one side, in essence, doesn't change this setup. Right? No matter what I did here, I started with heads, 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 tail. I ended up with tail, heads, tail, tails. So it's just one heads or one tails. Right? That doesn't change anything to it. So after the first three steps, if I'm in these models, then I will be done. But then I'll have to deal with this. Right? So what do? I flip one coin. Okay? And again, I may get lucky, I may not. If I get lucky, I flip the right one. Then I'm done. Okay? But there are actually two possibilities if I get unlucky. If I flip this one, then I will get heads, heads, tails, tails. If I flip this one, I will get tails, heads, heads, tails. Right? But guess what? We know how to deal with this case. We know how to deal with this case. Because we did it over here. Right? So now you just have to continue the same steps. Flip diagonally. If it's this case, I'm done. Flip one side. I'm either done or have one more step to do, which is flipping diagonally. Right? So if you think about it, this is a deterministic decision tree. Doesn't matter which setup I have in the beginning, in seven steps, I will be done. Yes?
Is that the minimal step that is guaranteed successful
step? Huh?
Is that the minimal number of steps?
Yes. Yes. I don't know any way to do it in six steps. If you know, you can tell me. But I don't think there's a way, okay? What do you think? Any questions? Yeah. Again, this one takes a while, okay? It took me a while before sleep, you know, like an hour, deprived of my sleep. One night I was just looking at this online, and I couldn't figure it out, so I went to sleep. But then it bothered me, because I don't know. So I woke up, I tried to figure it out, and I think eventually I did. Then I, you know, then I was sound asleep. So, but yeah, this is very interesting. What do you?
Do you think it's possible to do that? To do that same setup with a triangle, but only a different pattern? And if so, how many steps do you think it would take?
I think that's a good question. I think it's possible to do with a triangle, because if you think about a triangle, really there are only two setups. Okay. Right? There's one heads or two heads. Mm-hmm. Right? Because the two heads, doesn't matter which side it's on, it's the same setup. I think it's possible to do, but I have to, again, draw the decision tree to make sure I can do it 100% of the time.
We were thinking that.
You don't think it's possible?
We didn't wait. Mm-hmm. Come up with a way to force it to a solution.
Okay.
We could always give it. At least given the flips that we were looking at,
uh-huh.
If we were skewing the system, we could always make it not be the right choice. And eventually, so
right.
We didn't come up with a particular pattern that no matter what you do is always going to work, but that doesn't mean there isn't one.
Right. Yeah, but I think it's interesting to think about if you can generalize this to a pentagon, a hexagon, can you do the same tricks? Right. Okay, all right. Let's take a break and get some food and drinks, okay? All right.
I have one more question.
Sure, go.
You said that you don't think it's possible to do in six steps,
mm-hmm.
but you have one where it is possible.
What,
to
force it in six steps?
Yeah, for every single setup, I need to be able to do it in six steps.
Okay.
Okay, that's the hard part. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
And if you do like a shape with five sides, then there will be four outcomes because the number of sides it has.
Can I leave my book here?
I mean, corners it has. Minus one equals the number of.
I think you'll have more than four setups. Because you can have one heads, two heads, three heads. Right? But the two, you can do like two, like right next to each other, two that has one in between. But then for the three, again, so it's. I think it will have more than four. So certainly you probably need more steps to complete this. Okay?
not looking.
Oh, you got it?
That's great.
Do you have a question?
I just wanted to say, I hope you get along because he does have 48 different cards to choose from.
He's really smart.
I don't know about that, but... TikTok, TikTok. Great, now she's colluding with my partner. I'm screwed.
Okay, give her the cards, Eva.
Debatable.
Alrighty. You can come party guest, you are.
Okay, alright.
That's not just the computer changing it around so it looks like it's face down. That is actually face down. Right?
Yeah, we don't have that kind of technology. We don't have the money. Okay. Okay, so here are the four cards that I have.
Oh,
I got it. Okay. I should put them on the dot cam? Okay. No, put that cards there. Yeah. I'm not going to see that. These are the four cards that I have. Okay. I think I have a two of diamonds here. Okay. All right, let's ask someone else to come up stage. I'll pick someone over there. I'll pick. All right, how about the... I think you did it already, right? Yeah. How about the little guy in green?
What were the cards that she chose?
She just put them away.
Oh.
Okay. There's some risk associated with this one. I want to make
sure. You're gonna get it right?
No, I want to make sure everybody's doing the right thing, because, yeah. Need some help or got it? Yeah, there you go. Here's the five cards I have. I think I have a four of diamonds here. Okay. All right, one more. Okay. All right, how about you? You. There you go, in black. Wait, all right, you can come upstairs, all right. I will do four, okay? Next one will be you. That's okay.
Is the volunteer picking it at random without looking?
Yeah, you can pick it at random.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, she's definitely in on it.
Yeah.
But, you know, she cannot be totally in on it because, you know, there are too many possibilities, right?
Too many.
Oh, sorry, you have to do it first, right? I forgot. Okay. All right, so once again, I have four cards. I think I have a nine of diamonds here. Or do I? Not?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's too bad.
Too bad.
Let's do it again, shall we?
Let's do it again.
Let's prove it to them we can do it. I think, did you want to come up or I forgot? Because I was... No, do you want to come up? Okay, then go ahead. Because I will pull you in that direction, but there are too many people. Yes. All right, Sarah, I'm counting on you. And here lies the risk.
Did Sarah mess up or did you mess up?
Did she mess up? Because I can mess up. Well, I can. Yeah. But she has more responsibilities than I do. Give me the right signal, Sarah.
Guess right, Tia.
Guess right. All right, let's see. Which card? You can guess this card.
Okay. Let's hope it works this time.
Let's hope.
Okay.
More telepathic, TR. More telepathic.
Oh, spades!
I think I have eight of hearts here. Oh, absolutely. Okay. I think it's time for you to figure it out. Okay? All right.
One more?
You want one more?
One more.
All right, he's too enthusiastic about it, so I'll do one more. See, technically a magician can never do a single trick too many times because then people spot the patterns, right? But I'm a nice magician, so...
All right, you can shuffle them if you want. You should
dress up. Huh? Oh, yeah. Right. Play with the baby. Wow.
Should have dressed up all funky.
Hmm?
The hat?
Getting a hat. Oh. I'm a cool math magician?
Yeah.
No.
No theatrics. Okay.
Put them up so we can see
it. Oh. That should be a Queen of Clubs.
All right. So now it's time for you guys to figure out how I did it. Okay? Yeah, we don't have a deck of cards, so you may want to just draw.
We have several decks of cards.
We have several decks? Okay, that's good.
We don't know the other half.
Okay, yeah. One half is easy.
Yeah.
Yes.
We've got eight decks of cards here. So people who want to try this out, raise your hand if you want a deck of cards to play with us. Okay. So we're going to have one
you
in the back.
You actually need the extra five cards?
One group down in this corner.
Do you need five cards?
So there's a deck.
Do you need to see the other four cards?
Yes.
Okay.
Or it's really telepathic. But it's not, you know. Telepathic power.
I thought that she was going.
Oh, no. No. Yeah. I could be in somewhere like miles away, but as long as I see the other four cards, I can guess the fifth card. Okay.
Okay, I think I know.
Okay.
So, since you picked five cards, then at least two of them have to be from the same suit.
Right.
And, like, the one she, like, the order she gives you it in is that, like, for in this example, the eight of clovers is at the very top. And so the queen of clubs should be, like, over there. So, basically, you get the clover. Sorry, not the clover. Yes, you get the clover part. Uh-huh. So what I'm not sure about is that how you got the queen. But I think it's you're adding the jack plus the ace, so the first two cards. Am I right?
You add the jack and the ace.
Yeah.
How then you get what queen? How do you get?
Because the ace is one and jack is like one less than.
You can not always do that, right?
Yeah.
Because I can have situations where there's no way you can add any two cards to get the third card, right?
Yeah.
So I have to make sure I can do it every time. Yeah, the suit part, that's right. That's the easy part. The hard part is that the other one, okay?
I got the suit.
The suit part's the easy part.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the number is the hard one. What do you guys think?
I have no idea.
How do I get the suit?
We think it's the top card.
Yep. But, so can I always get a card?
Yeah, because there's five.
Right. So the suit is the easy part.
You got that part.
Right. The number is really the hard part. It took me forever to figure that one out.
Because, there's no way you could know that it was, like, between the bottom two cards, because it might not always be, like, right in the middle.
Exactly. Yeah.
So between like
each one was like a score, like how
that's a very good one. Which because there's always order, right?
Yeah.
There's always the larger one, the middle one, and the smaller one, right? Even if they have the same number, I can give an order to the suit. Let's say clubs, diamonds, you know, alphabetically, right? But then if you think about this way, I can only represent 1 to 6. If I have, you know, I can do small, middle, large, let's say that's 1. Small, large, middle, that's 2. Then I can do that, but then I can only represent 6 numbers. I have to be able to represent 13 numbers. That's the hard part, okay?
Yeah, it looks like there's a bunch of...
What happened with that one?
My bad.
That's okay. I was worried about the last one. Cool.
I know, me too.
Well, why? Because I was afraid that you have like 4 fives or something.
Whenever I see an ace, I always like 1 or 14.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's the hard one. Yeah, because I look at ace, like, because ace in different card games, it's either the largest one or the smaller one. Yeah, that's the hard part.
And I just wanted to make sure I was doing it right. And like, the last one, I felt like it was taking too long.
Yeah, but you should take your time. I'm glad the last one worked out, right? And it looks like it's theatric, but you were actually a little worried. That's good.
Queen, 4, 5.
Yes.
If I were to give you these 5 cards, would it work?
Oh, I don't use the jokers. Yeah.
So, like on that one, the last one is the same suit as the first one.
Right. Yeah, that's how I figure out the suit. But how do I figure out the number? That's the hard part. Okay, that's the hard part.
I think most people can figure out how to get the suit, right?
Yes. I think everyone's got the suit. Everyone got the suit immediately.
Uh-huh. Well, it's because I do it too many times. The number is...
The number's hard. Mm-hmm. Is it about counting the number of possibilities? No.
Not quite, because there are just way too many.
Right, that's what I started. I was sort of overwhelmed.
You can't really code them because you don't know what kind of cards you may get.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I'm stumped.
Yeah, that's hard.
Can I look at your mic for a second?
Yeah, absolutely.
Battery light is flashing and I don't want to see it again. Oh, all right. So I will steal this for a moment and I'll be back.
Okay.
If you don't mind. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, let me try that.
This is how she's going to do it if she sees these five cards. She's going to show me these four cards, and I will guess this card. And this is the second example. Okay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe that will give you a hint. I wish I could just be a real magician and just leave. Like, no, they won't let you guess, guys. Guess. Okay. I'm just going to give them. Yeah. So let me talk about one thing first. And I can talk about what troubles me the most. Chatbot lights. Okay. So the first time I think about these, I think about, well, if... I think everybody gets how I got the suit, right?
Yeah.
If you are given five cards, at least two of them share the same suit. You may have three. You may have two cards the same, but that's, you know, easier cases. But if you have five cards, at least two of them will share the same suit. In math, this is called the pigeonhole principle. Fancy name for a simple thing, right? But anyway, that's how I did it. That's how I got the suit, which is I just look at the first card, and I know the suit, right? Eight of clubs, I know it's a club. If it's a king of clubs, I know it's clubs, okay? But then that card is useless, right? Because I wouldn't be able to... The number on the card doesn't help because I don't get to control it. So then I have to solely rely on the next three cards to figure out the number.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you say it's useless, but it was, as was kind of pointed out, depending on whether it's higher or lower, if she's picking the lower one or the higher one, that could convey some information. But the problem is you won't necessarily know if it's lower or higher until you get the
right
answer, so.
Yeah. And this is a hint. This is a very good observation. So, but the next three cards, how many configurations can I get?
Six.
Six. Why? Because I will always have a small one, a small number, a middle number, and a large number. Right? And let me use 0, 1, 2 to denote them. Okay? So Sarah can either show me 0, 1, 2, or 0, 2, 1, or 1, 0, 2, 1, 2, 0, or 2, 0, 1, or 2, 1, 0. No, if they have the same number, we can have a code, which is by the suit, right? We can say, okay, it's clubs, diamonds, hearts, spades. Alphabetically. So if I get two cards, let's say five, but then there must be a five of hearts or five of spades, and I can have a code which one is the larger one, which one is the smaller one, right? So I will have six configurations here. And this is the part where I stuck for the most of the time, which is I'm like, well, there are six configurations. I have to be able to tell 13 numbers. How do I go from 6 to 13? And I was stuck on it forever because I realized, you know, there's just no way using these three cards I can get to the number of the fifth card. But then I realized there's something I forgot about, which is Sarah did have a choice to pick queen or eight or three or king, right? Why did she pick king to put on the top and let me guess the three? Why did she give me the eight and let me guess the queen? Yeah, so it matters. I think the best way to tell this, to explain this, is to draw a circle. Okay? And I'm going to put all the possible numbers on this circle. So this is ace. Okay. Okay, and this is 11, this is 12, this is 13. Okay, it's just easier if I give it a number. All right. And this is my 1, of course. So, how do I do it? Well, it turns out the difference between these two numbers is at most 6, if you think about it. What do I mean by that?
If I have a queen, I have an 8. If queen is 12, I have an 8. What's the difference? 4. If I have a 3, I have a king. What's the difference? I'm thinking about the smallest difference, right?
10.
So king and 3, well, you can tell me it's 10 if I go this way, right? But then it doesn't help me because I can only represent up to 6. So I need to go this way.
Yeah, that's 1, 2, 3.
Exactly. Okay? So the difference between these two numbers is at most 6. So I just have to figure out a code, which is, if I go from here, if you give me 6, I would just have to go forward. Right, go forward on the clock. But if I get 3, or if Sarah gets 3, 9, she will show me the 3, and I have to add 6 to it to get to the 9. Right? But if Sarah gets 3, 10, what does she do?
Then you'll have to do it like that.
Then she gives me the 10, right? And I add 6 to it. To get to the 3. Does that make sense to everyone? Right? Now, if she gives me the 3 and I add 10, I'll get to 9. But if she gives me the 10 and I add 6 to it, I'll get to the 3. Okay? So let me use this example to explain it.
Is it like a 13-hour clock?
Yeah. That's a very good observation. So I don't know if you guys... So basically, I need to do... Again, I'm not no expert in this, but I need to do A plus whatever number she gives me, mod 13. Okay, I need to do this operation. Mod means if I get 14, 14 mod 3 is what?
1.
Because 14, there's no card here that's 14, right? Okay. Yeah, so but that's a good observation that it's like I have a clock that has... I guess you would say 14 hours, right? Because they're technically, is it 13 or 14, 12? Yeah, 14 gaps, right? Okay, so let me use this example to illustrate it, okay? I get 9, jack, ace. Okay, in my code, what is it? 9 is the middle one, jack is the larger one, ace is the smaller one. Middle, small, wait. Bad short-term memory. medium, large, small. This is 4 in my code. Yeah. So I read 4. Then I say, okay, I have 4 here. I just add 4 to 8. I get 12, which is my queen.
Why not 0, 2, 1?
Oh, because I have 9, jack, ace. I have middle one, large one, small one. I'm going to consider ace as like a 1, the small one. Yeah, I know in poker you love an ace, but... so that's the 1-2-0 configuration. That's why I get 4, and I add 4 to 8, and I get 12. 12 is my queen. Okay? In the next example...
Excuse me?
Uh-huh, yeah, sorry.
Whose fault was it when...
That was me.
Yeah, so in this trick, Sarah has a much more difficult job than I actually do. I do the math, but Sarah has to figure out the right card to give to me and in the right order. So she actually bears a lot of responsibilities. but yeah, that happens. So 473, what do you get? What's the number?
Go 3, 7, 4. So first there's a...
Middle one?
Yeah, middle.
And then?
No, first there's a...
Oh, wait. We're not at the clock there yet, correct? Because we need to get the number, then we go back to the clock. When I see 473, all I see is large... Oh, sorry, medium, middle,
but
large, small.
But 3, 7, 4.
Yeah. But I need to get to 3, right? That's the hard part. So if I have 4, 7, 3, I do middle, large, small, which is a 4. Now I add 4 to king.
So are you going right to left or left to right?
Top to bottom.
Top to bottom, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. So I add 4 to king, I get 1, 2, 3, 4. Oop, did I do it wrong? Oh. Yeah, I don't think this was arranged correctly, right?
Would it help you guys if we ordered it?
Yeah, this way?
This way.
I don't think this is what. I think you need three, right? Three, which is should be one.
Three.
Yeah, I think this is right. If you get.
No.
Oh yeah, 1, 0.
It's 2, 2, 3, 1, or 2, 1.
Yeah.
It's
1, 2, 0. No, but I need
it should be 1, 0, 2.
Yeah.
Wait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. But then you should get 1.
1, 2, 0. That's
yeah.
Perfect.
1, 0, 2. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you get 4, 3, 7, you get 1, 0, 2, right? You get small, or you get medium, middle, small, large, which is 3. And I add 3 to the king, and I get to 3. Right? Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right.
Do you have a question? No, just for can I come up and have you do the trick again?
I think that this is a great way to end this trick. Come up, Sage. And Sarah, I'm counting on you.
I would just